The sixth parak of Avos teaches us the Memches Dvarim, the 48 tools we need to succeed in learning, to succeed in learning Lishma. Item number 28, familiar sounding phrase, Eino Machzik Tova La'atmo, to be the sort of person who is not Machzik Tova to himself. What does that mean? So Rashi sends us back to the second parak of Avos, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells us that a Jew who has succeeded in learning plenty of Torah, al tachzik tov li'atzmecha, don't pat yourself on the back too much. Don't think that you've gone above and beyond. L'kach notzarta, you've done your duty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you here for a mission. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the capacity to become a Talmid Chacham, and you've done what you need to do. Don't be overly, be proud, but don't be overly self-congratulatory. That, Rashi tells us, is the pshat in the phrase here as well. That item number 28, Eino Machzik Tova Li'atzmo, not to get overly caught up with one's own accomplishments. The Medrash Shmuel adds three other interpretations as well. In addition to Rashi's, he says number two, is Al Tachzik Tova Li'atzmecha, don't attribute your success to yourself. La'atzmecha, recognize that efforts are on us, but results are on the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Il Mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, without Siyata Deshmai, we would not accomplish what we accomplished. So understand that ultimately my success is due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. Approach number three is La'atzmecha, for myself, as opposed to my chaverim. Don't be someone who's machzik tova li'atzma, who holds on to good things for himself. Instead, be ready to share, but share one's learning, share one's goodness with others. And finally, the Medrash Shmuel suggests, parish number four is dati machzik tova la'atzmo, not just oneself, but one's bone. Don't focus one's goodness just on one's body. Focus instead on one's neshama. So four very different seeming approaches. Either the Mishnah is saying one has to have a sense of duty and mission and recognize chovas adam ba'olamo, or the second approach, don't be machzik tova li'atzmo, don't think it's kochi ve'otzem yadi, but instead recognize that it's through the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I've accomplished what I've accomplished. Number three, li'atzmo, don't hold on to the goodness just for oneself. Be willing to share freely with others. And finally, focus the goodness on one's neshama rather than maintain a soul focus only on one's guf. Four very different approaches. I think there's a common thread, which is that success in learning Torah, success in living Torah, success on Avodas Hashem requires perspective. If one just gets caught up with the here and now, what I see right in front of my nose, I'm not going to accomplish anywhere near the same as when I can put life and details and particular situations into a broader context. Into a broader context of Chovos Adam Ba'olamo, a broader sense of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission is for me in Olam Hazeh, a broader sense of the fact that I have the schus to be a junior partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in forging my destiny, in forging my future, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my senior partner, a sense of perspective, not focusing just on myself, but generously focusing on the people around me, and finally, closest to home, not focusing on the guf alone, but understanding that a human being is a radical fusion of guf and neshama. We are the unique bria whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu created as a combination of the spiritual and physical. And these senses, these added dimensions of broader perspective, enable us to succeed and accomplish so much more in our Avos Hashem. Hatzlacha Rabbah.